JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Graduating from fifth form soon? Then what's on today's program may just interest you. And a little later, we'll have a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline January 31st, 2018.
High school graduates now have the opportunity to pursue accredited associate degrees at the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean, UCC, under the Institute's Early College and Advanced Placement High School Program. Education Minister Senator Earl Reed recently inked an agreement with the UCC to enable students to participate in the program. It is eligible to students with the requisite qualifications to enter sixth form. The program will get underway in September, with a pilot in 50 high schools across 10 parishes targeting 5,000 grade 11 graduates. Senator Reed says he is excited about the opportunities being offered under the program, adding that according to recent data, only 55% of students island-wide pursue academic or training programs beyond grade 11.
It is very creative, it is aligned with the government strategy, it is very timely, it is very necessary, it is indeed revolutionary. I am proud to be here today to witness it, to validate it, to launch it, to promote it.
The Early College and Advanced Placement High School program will enable students to access either UCC-accredited associate degrees or those accredited by the Ministry in Occupational Studies, targeting specific expanding and emerging industries. These include cybersecurity, computer programming, logistics and supply chain management, hospitality management, and business intelligence management. The program spans 2 years, at the end of which, graduates interested in pursuing further studies will have the opportunity for advanced placement to either UCC's bachelor's programs in Kingston or at one of its regional campuses. There are also options to pursue first degrees from overseas colleges offered through UCC, including the University of London and Florida International University. At the end of 2017, an update provided by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, on the National Development Plan indicated that out of a total of 67 national outcome indicators monitored under Vision 2030 Jamaica, 67.2% have shown improvement over the baseline year 2007 to 2017. Read more at vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm. Email info at childprotection.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
So be prepared, yeah, be prepared.
It's now time for a disaster prep tip. Floodproof your home. Surround buildings with floodproof walls made of brick, stone, concrete, or other similar materials. You may also use sandbags. Sandbags can be stockpiled in advance of a flood emergency, and if high enough, will prevent water from entering your house. That tip was brought to you by ArtPem. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.